The Child Poverty Action Group is dismayed the government is not moving fast enough to lift New Zealand families out of poverty. It's been nearly 2 years since government-appointed experts called for an overhaul of the welfare system. But a new report shows the vast majority of advice has not been taken up yet. Innes Asher is a Professor Emeritus at the University of Auckland and co-authored the latest report. Good morning.
Morena, Corin.
Morena. Now, just talk us through your numbers of the stock take. How many of, well, let's start with the 42 core recommendations. How many of those do you believe have been implemented?
None of them have been fully implemented. 7 have been partially implemented and 12 have been minimally implemented. But for 23 of the 42, there's no evidence at all of implementation. We are, of course, relying on evidence in the public domain, and if there's other work going on, substantial things happening, we need to know about those and what the timelines for implementation are. So the reason we're particularly concerned, Corin, is not only do we have the high rates of poverty, they've gone up this year under COVID as expected by the government, the hardship rates have gone up, and children can't wait. Their minds, emotions, bodies are constantly developing, and this development can be permanently harmed by chronic stress and lack of essentials. So there is an urgency because of children's lives, well-being and their futures being affected by the lack of progress.
Mm. Okay, there are a lot of recommendations and some of them cover income support. Others are more sort of technical, more involved with bureaucracy and rules. So which are the ones that worry you the most?
The income support requires immediate attention. The Welfare Expert Advisory Group was after the families package came in, so that had been taken into account. There's still desperate need in the community. And the $25 a week increase in benefits earlier this year, while welcome, is just a drop in the bucket of the need, where families often require, depending on the family size, between $100 and $300 a week extra in their pockets to cover the basic essentials for the needs of their families, their children.
Well, let me pick you up on that, because the Prime Minister took issue with this. In one of your findings, you say the increase income support to adequate levels, evidence of implementation thus far is scored a none. Now, the Prime Minister took issue with that because she pointed out the $25 a week increase in core benefit, the indexing of benefits, the winter energy payments. In fact, she argued that when you add it up for a family with a child under 3, they would get an extra $120 a week.
Yeah, well, that's not enough. That's not enough at all. So in the income area, there's been some small changes, but they're not substantive. Substantive changes required because the children...
But is that fair to score it a none?
Well, it is, because we've looked at the evidence that there's the level of change... to get adequate levels, there's not enough implementation.
Right, so it's the word adequate is your judgment, is the benchmark there?
Well, there's been a minimal increase in main benefits and a partial, there's been indexing of some income supports, but not in working for families, for example. And there's been all the other raft of recommendations haven't been implemented. They're not fully implemented. Not implemented.
Okay. The overall package, I think, has been estimated at costing $5 billion per year. Is that feasible to bring in? To just bring in $5 billion worth of extra social spending in 1 year, and then that is built in every year from now on?
I think that's a high figure, and Child Poverty Action Group would prioritise a lower level of spending that's more just targeted to families with children. And the very first step that needs to be taken is to redesign the Working for Families family tax credit to increase that, absorb the in-works tax credit into it, and that would be a cost of $500 million per year. So to make a big difference to those in the deepest poverty, $5 billion isn't required tomorrow, no, but $500 million, $1 billion, would make a very big difference, and the teasing out of the strategies is something we need to have a lot of careful attention and implementation, and particularly focusing on lifting children out of poverty. They're desperate, Corin. It's a desperate situation for children in the deepest poverty, and there's so many of them. About one in six, seven, eight, depending on how you calculate it, in severe hardship or poverty, and the need is great. And so we are wanting urgent implementation of the areas around income, disability support, which has been very minimally looked at, and really reshaping and transforming the whole Social Security Act.
So Labor has now a clear majority. They aren't impeded in any way by a centrist party that is part of their coalition. Would you expect them to move faster now? And I'm thinking before Christmas, with a pre-budget announcement, they could certainly signal a larger allocation in the next budget, for example.
Oh, that's exactly what we want to see. Absolutely. And we think that, you know, there's no shackles on them. We want to see their child poverty reduction being really having a transformative approach to it in this country urgently, because the children cannot wait.
Anastasia, thank you very much for your time. Professor Emeritus at the University of Auckland and a co-author of that report from the Child Poverty Action Group.